白坤的知音，百坤的知音服务源于聆听。今天是2019年8月6日，我们继续荣幸的邀请到了 Tirtha Raja Prabhu 为我们讲解圣帕帕德的逍遥时光，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Nama Om Vishnudaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadeshatarine. We're speaking today from Pastimes of Srila Prabhupada.
我们今天继续来讲述圣帕帕德的逍遥时光。
So we will start with some some quotes from Srila Prabhupada on deity worship.
我们首先来讲述圣帕帕德有关于神像崇拜的一些引言。
So Srila Prabhupada said there is no question, that means you cannot, there is no question of using paper or plastic fruits or flowers for worshipping the deities.
首先是帕帕德强调的是在崇拜神像的过程当中呢，根本就不应该也用纸的或者塑料的鲜花或者是任何的食物来崇拜神像。
If no fresh fruits or flowers are available, you can decorate with fresh leaves.
如果找不到任何新鲜的鲜花或者新鲜的蔬菜水果来装饰神像神坛的话，那么可以用新鲜的绿叶来装饰。
We are not after decorations. We are after devotional service for pleasing Krishna's senses.
我们并不追求华丽的装饰，我们追求的是来取悦 Krishna 的感官。
Decoration, of course, must be there to make the temple as opulent as possible for pleasing Krishna.
当然了，要取悦 Krishna, 尽可能的来华丽的装饰庙宇，这也是应该的。
For daily worship, there must always be fresh fruits, flowers, and leaves.
对于崇拜神像来说呢，必须使用的是新鲜的鲜花对叶以及fresh leaves, fruits and flowers. 新鲜的绿叶食物，新鲜的花朵。
Then regarding Lord Jagannath, he says the proper method of dressing Jagannath is like a Kshatriya king, and there is no limit to the opulence you can give him.
涉及到怎样装饰主 Jagannath, 那我们应该就像来装饰一位富裕堂皇的国王那样，在对主 Jagannath 富裕程度上呢，这种装饰是无穷无尽的。
For several years, Srila Prabhupada traveled with small deities of Radha and Krishna.
有好几年的时间，圣帕帕德旅行的时候都是携带着小的 Radha Krishna 神像。
His personal servant and secretary were responsible for making arrangements for the Radha Krishna deities.
帕帕德的私人秘书和私人仆人负责来装饰这些小神像。
When on one occasion,in India, when Srila Prabhupada made a temporary stop, a short stop, his servants did not unpack the deities.
有一次在印度旅行的时候，圣帕帕德的仆人们没有打开这装小神像的这个盒子。
Srila Prabhupada became angry and asked why the devotees had not unpacked the deities.
Srila Prabhupada 变得很生气，就询问为什么没有把神像拿出来。
I didn't think it would be very practical, replied the servant, to unpack the deities in the, for such a short time.
他的仆人就回答说，我认为在这么短的时间呢，把这个包装打开，把神像请出来是不切实际的。
Srila Prabhupada shouted back at his servant and said, you have unpacked and you are very comfortable.
然后圣帕巴德非常生气地怒吼道，你这么短的时间你出来了，而且你非常舒适地待在那儿。
Okay, these are some short stories Srila Prabhupada tells. Srila Prabhupada wanted his devotees who were scientists to form the Bhaktivedanta Institute.
圣帕巴德希望他的科学家门徒来成立 Bhaktivedanta 学院。
And by writing books and giving lectures, they would destroy the idea that life comes from matter and that there is no supreme being.
他们应该撰写书籍，发表讲演，抨击这种认为生命来自于物质，而且宇宙当中没有一个至尊者存在的谬误。
And Srila Prabhupada was very, he really wanted to expose scientists who would say that, you know, life is just a combination of chemicals and that there is no God. He was very much interested in refuting their arguments and countering their arguments.
Srila Prabhupada 自己他就对于驳斥和抨击反对这些科学家认为生命来自于物质，宇宙间并没有一个至尊者存在的这些观点，跟他们进行挑战。
And to demonstrate his point, and he mentioned that atheistic scientists, the atheist of course means one who doesn't believe in God. He said the atheistic scientists, he said, will be very stubborn. He told the devotees, he said, it will be very difficult to convince these people.
Srila Prabhupada 告诉他的奉献者们，这些科学家，无神论的科学家，他们头脑顽固不化，很难说服他们。
So to illustrate the stubbornness of the materialistic people, Srila Prabhupada told a story which he called the scissors philosophy.
为了来展示这些科学家的顽固不化，帕帕讲了一个剪刀的故事，剪刀的哲学。
So two men were arguing, which instrument is better, a knife or a scissor?
有两个人他们在争论到底哪个工具更锐利，到底是剪刀厉害还是一把小刀子厉害。
The two men are arguing, so one said the knife, and then the other one said no, the scissors. And in this way, their argument became like a big fight.
一个人说刀子厉害，另外一个说剪刀厉害，然后这样从一个小争论，最后变成了一场吵架。
If you don't agree, said the man who said the knife, you know, the knife is better, he said to the other man, he said, I'll throw you in the river.
然后这个一个男子，他就跟另外一个男子说，如果你不同意这个刀子更厉害，我把你扔到河里。
I'll never change my mind. It's scissors, said the man.
另外一个方就说，我永远不会改变我的观点，是剪刀厉害。
So the man who was claiming the knife is better threw the other man into a fast flowing river, and he swam for a little while, but he became exhausted and began to sink.
所以这个声称刀子更厉害的男子却把对方给扔到了一条湍急的河流里，那个男子呢就在这个河里挣扎了一番，最后慢慢沉下去了。
So even though the man was sinking and he was dying, he held up his hands and he made a movement with his fingers like a scissors as he was dying. So, you know, he had his hand out in the air.And he was dying, but his fingers were showing scissors, scissors, scissors.
即使那个沉到河里的男子马上就要淹死了，他仍然举起手来表示那个剪刀的这个姿势，然后在那里就是 展示，剪刀，剪刀，剪刀。
So he said the materialistic men, he said, even if you give them all logic, they will say, you know, they will stick to their viewpoint. Even if you give them all the different arguments, everything is there.
Yeah, 康拉德的观点就是。
Yes.
All right, I'll get you
to. So, sorry.
帕帕德说，那些对于那些顽固不化的人，你尽管给他们呈现了各种各样的论点来说服他们，他们仍然是坚持自己的观点，至死不化。
But more intelligent people, or more sane people, people who are not so stubborn, they'll become convinced by our presentations that life comes from life.
但是那些神智更清醒的、更有逻辑性的人，他们会接受我们的观点，认为生命来自于生命。
Srila Prabhupada also didn't like his disciples to perform artificial austerities. Artificial means, you know, more than what was required.
Srila Prabhupada 也不喜欢他的门徒来去做那些矫揉造作的苦行。矫揉造作的意思就是说，包括了所需必须的苦行。
So every year in India.Every 16 years in India, there's a festival. It's called Kumbh Mela, and it's held in the very cold month of January.
Every 12 or
16? I can't remember, but it's, you know, it's, anyway, there's a festival in India. It's called Kumbh Mela, and it's usually in the very cold winter.
那么在印度呢，就是每隔十几年会举行一个很大型的叫 Kumbh Mela 的节日。这时候呢，很多人就会在一月，这个寒冷的季节聚会在一起。
So Srila Prabhupada was attending this festival.
Srila Prabhupada 呢，他也参加了这个大壶节。
So one devotee came in front of Srila Prabhupada and with no shirt on, bare chest.
有一个奉献者呢，就光着膀子就来到了师爸爸面前。
Like a yogi, you know, trying to look like a yogi.
就像一个瑜伽师那样子的。
And Srila Prabhupada, chastised him.
师爸爸就开始批评他。
Told him, put on the shirt, you're not a yogi.
然后呢，告诉他，穿上你的衬衫，你不是瑜伽师。
On another occasion in America, in the winter, one disciple came into the temple room, only very thin T-shirt on.
还有一次在 America, 在美国有一个门徒就来到了庙里，那是很冷，他只穿着一个薄薄的 T 恤衫就进来了。
So this devotee's name was Narayan.
这个奉献的名字叫 Narayana.
So Prabhupada said to him, was looking at him from the Vyasasana and said, Narayan, you must be eating chickens.
然后这个释迦牟尼就坐在他的 Vyasa 座上，然后就看着奉献者就跟他说 Narayana, 你一定吃鸡了。
And the other devotees turned around and looked at him and they were a bit astonished what's Prabhupada saying.
而其他的奉献者都转头看着这个奉献者，就为帕帕德的这番话感到很吃惊。
Yes, said Prabhupada. She said, "This is how how Muslim people keep warm. They are eating chicken. Are you eating chicken, Narayan?"
这些穆斯林他们为了让自己保暖，就是这样子的，他们会吃鸡。Narayan 呢？你是不是也是像他们一样吃了鸡呢？
No, Srila Prabhupada. No, I'm not eating chicken.
没有圣帕帕拉的，我没有吃鸡。
So the system. So then Srila Prabhupada told the story how Muslim people try to keep warm.
所以Srila Prabhupada就讲了这个穆斯林他们是怎么让自己保暖的方法。
The system is a man tries to eat 100 chickens by eating a single chicken.
Sorry?
The system is a man will try to eat 100 chickens,
yeah.
by eating just one chicken.
这个制度呢，就是说这个穆斯林的男子会给自己定个目标，吃100只鸡，但是他吃了1只鸡。
So what they do is they take one chicken, and then they feed that chicken to 99 chickens, and then this way, then they feed another one to the remaining chickens until all the chickens have eaten each other, and then there's only 2 chickens left, and then they feed the last chicken to the other one, and that way, there's only 1 chicken left, so this is their system.
对，他们这个方法就是把They feed the 99 chicken to the one.
No, they feed one chicken to 99 chickens.
Okay.
Then they take another chicken and they feed that to the rest of them. And this way, till only 1 chicken is left.
Oh, 他们把一只鸡杀了，然后呢喂给其他99只鸡，然后呢再把另外99只鸡当中的一只鸡再给杀了，再喂给其他的。剩下的鸡，就最后呢，只剩下一只鸡了。
And then when there's only 1 chicken left, then they feed that chicken to the king. And in this way, it said that the king is eating 100 chickens.
只剩下这一只鸡的时候，他们就把这只鸡呢给国王吃，然后这样呢，他们就声称他们的国王已经吃下了99只鸡。
I don't know exactly how that means how you keep them warm, but anyway, this is the story Srila Prabhupada told.
我不知道他们就是他们这种怎么是用这种方法来让自己保暖的。反正不管怎么说，他们就是这样声称的。
Let's find some more stories.So, some of Srila Prabhupada's disciples were in the middle of some either famous career or infamous career just before they joined up to become full-time devotees. So, some devotees were famous and some devotees were not famous just before they became devotees.
圣帕帕德的一些门徒当中呢，他们在加入 Krishna 之运动之前前成为奉献之前，有些人呢，他们是从事一些著名的职业，有些不那么著名的职业。
So, one Mataji Jagatarini, she had been a big movie actress in Australia, and she had just made a movie with a famous musician just before she decided to become Srila Prabhupada's disciple.
有一个女奉献者叫 Jagatarini Mataji, 她是澳大利亚一个著名的女影星。在他成为圣帕帕门徒之前，他刚刚演了一部著名的电影，而且和一个著名的音乐家合作。
Do you know Jagatarini Mataji?
Yes.
Yes. So she used to be a famous movie star in Australia before she became a devotee.
所以这个就 Brijan Prabhu 的妻子，叫 Jagatarini Mataji。她在成为奉献者之前就是澳大利亚一个著名的女影星。
So one time while Srila Prabhupada was visiting Australia, a newspaper reporter, wanted to do a story on how a famous movie star became a renounced devotee.
当帕帕德到访澳大利亚的时候呢，有一个记者就想写一篇报道，著名的女影星成为了加入了一个弃绝的运动。
So they took one photo of her, as a movie star with makeup and, fancy clothing. And then they took another photo of her in a sari washing a pot in the kitchen.
他们就拍了两幅截然不同的照片。前一幅呢是这个 Jonathan Rainey Madagi 呢穿着这个一个奇装异服，然后涂脂抹粉，是这个非常时髦的形象。而另外一个照片当中呢，是展示的是 Jonathan Rainey Madagi 他穿着纱丽正在洗锅。
So the devotees were when the newspaper came out, the devotees, you know.Thought it was funny and they wanted to bring the pictures to Srila Prabhupada, but Jagatarini was frightened that, you know, Prabhupada wouldn't be happy.
当这个报道报纸出来之后，奉献者呢就很兴奋，就想把这个报纸拿给Srila Prabhupada看，但整个Jagatarini呢感到很吃惊，很震惊，他不愿意把这个给他Srila Prabhupada看。
So when Srila Prabhupada saw the photos, he started laughing.
当 Srila Prabhupada 看到这照片之后，就笑起来了。
And then he said, in this picture, where she's a movie actress, she looks very unhappy and she's not very beautiful, said Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada 说，在头一幅照片当中呢，虽然她是一个著名的影星，但是她看上去却闷闷不乐，并不快活，而且呢，她看上去也并不那么美丽。
But then he pointed to the picture of his disciple in the sari, and he said, in this picture, with a sari, and looks very happy and very beautiful.
他又接着指着另外一幅图片说，在这个照片当中呢，他穿着纱丽，他非常美丽，而且看着非常快活。
But for materialistic people, they will see it the other way around.
可是对于物质主义者来说呢，他们的却反着看。
That evening in the temple, when Jagatarini came in front of Srila Prabhupada to, in front of the Vyasasana and received some prasadam, he said to her, "You are very fortunate because Krishna saved you from all that nonsense."
当天晚上 ，Jagatarini Madhavji 他到庙里来，然后他走到 Srila Prabhupada 的 Vyasa 座位之前，从他的手中来接一些 prasadam。这时候 Srila Prabhupada 对他说：“你非常幸运。”是主 Krishna 把你从这些胡作非为当中拯救了出来。
A new devotee who just got married one time came to Srila Prabhupada for advice about marriage, and he got a strange reply.
有一天，有一个刚刚新婚燕尔的奉献者来到 Srila Prabhupada 面前。想得到有关婚姻的一些建议，然后他得到的回答却让他感到很吃惊。
So the Prabhupada had performed the fire jagya for the young man and woman at the London Temple, and in the next morning, the new couple were able to walk with Srila Prabhupada alone on his morning walk.
在头一天。Srila Prabhupada 在伦敦庙为这对新婚的奉献者举行了火祭。第二天早晨清晨，这对新婚夫妻奉献者就陪着 Srila Prabhupada 做清晨散步。
So the man was walking, the devotee was walking next to Srila Prabhupada, and his wife was walking behind them.
这位帕布刚结婚的就陪着 Srila Prabhupada 走在前面。他的妻子就跟着他们，尾随在他们身后。
So he said, Srila Prabhupada, what does it mean to be married in Krishna consciousness? What, you know, if you're married as a devotee, what is my duty? What should I be doing?
这个奉献者就问到 Srila Prabhupada 的，一个在 Krishna 知觉当中结婚的奉献者是什么含义？那我的职责应该是什么呢？
Srila Prabhupada was silent for a moment, and then he said, to be married in Krishna consciousness means that before you eat your prasadam, you go into the street and you call three times loudly, does anyone want to take prasadam? Does anyone want to take prasadam? Does anyone want to take prasadam? And if no one comes, then you can take your prasadam.
Srila Prabhupada 回答说, 一个在 Krishna 之觉当中结婚的男子，他的职责是在他每一顿荣耀 Prasadam 之前，他要去到街上大声的呼唤，谁还没有荣耀 Prasadam 快来，谁还没有荣耀 Prasadam 快来，谁还没有荣耀 Prasadam 就快来吧。
The devotee felt confused because he hoped, he was thinking, you know, maybe Srila Prabhupada is going to give him some instruction of how a married man and woman should, you know, relate to each other. You know, it wasn't the answer that he was expecting.
这个奉献者他感到困惑，他本来以为施德帕巴会对于他们夫妻相处之道给予一些建议，但这并不是他得到想象的答案。
So the young man thought maybe Srila Prabhupada hasn't understood my question. So they kept on walking, and after some time he asked the same question again.
这个年轻人呢就心里想，可能帕帕德没有明白我的问题。他们就继续走，走了一段时间之后，他又再次提出同样的问题。
And Srila Prabhupada repeated the same answer. He said, to be married means that before you take prasadam, you go out in the street and ask three times. And if no one comes, you go out in the street, you ask three times, is there anybody who wants to eat? And if nobody comes, only then can you eat.
他又再次提出了同样的问题，石头爸爸给予他同样的答案，就是当一个在 Krishna 之觉当中已婚的有家室的人，他每次荣耀 prasadam 之前，他要先去街上，问一下有没有人还没有吃过，问三遍，然后当没有人应答之后呢，他再回到房间里坐下来荣耀。
So do you understand the answer?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what you think is the answer.
A Grihastha is a communist in Krishna consciousness, and his duty is to see the welfare of all the living entities, including even the ants and even the insects of the house, and especially for the human society. The man should be, as the Grihastha should take care of all the other three Varnashram. People, and then he should be the supporter of them, especially for the economic this aspect.
Okay, very good. So can you repeat that to everybody?
刚才帕布就问我，就是对这个是怎么理解的。有没有理解，我就跟他回答说，那我在帕帕的书当中看到的，就是说对于一个 Grihastha 一个居士来说，经典里是这样说的，一个居士他应该是一个灵性的共产主义者，那他是应该，甚至他应该负责照管他房间里的每一个生物，包括一只蚂蚁，每一个昆虫，来确保他们都有食物吃。尤其是对于人类社会，那么这个居士他是应该是其他的社会四阶层的其他三个阶层的那个经济上的一个支撑者，所以他应该负责维系他们的生活。OK。
In Australia, Srila Prabhupada was talking to a room full of guests.
在澳大利亚，石头啪啪呢就对一个对房间里的坐的满满的一群人呢，来给他们讲话。
And he was speaking about misused intelligence or intelligence used the wrong way.
他谈话的主题是一个误用的智慧，就是智性被用到了错误的方面。
So he was explaining that people in the human form of life, they have the opportunity for spiritual realization, but they're simply misusing their intelligence for the wrong things.
尤其对于人类，因为他们被赋予了智慧，所以他们应该用来自我觉悟。但是呢，人类，现在的人类，他们误用了他们的智慧。
So Srila Prabhupada's talk was being recorded by several tape recorders. and there was microphones, you know, in front of him, and the mood was very serious, just like in a formal lecture.
在帕帕德面前呢，摆着几个录音机，然后有几个麦克风。当帕帕说完这番话之后呢，房间里的气氛呢变得非常的严肃，好像已经成为了一场正式的讲演。
And Srila Prabhupada was very, you know, in focused on giving his lecture to the and trying to give Krishna consciousness to the people.
嗯，Srila Prabhupada呢，他这时候呢，他也就是进入了这样一种状态，就是非常专注的发表讲演，好像在对一群人专注的讲演。
So in the middle of the talk, one of the newly initiated brahmacharis, he was, you know, he was sent forward to give Srila Prabhupada a cup of water.
在这个谈话中间呢，有一个刚启迪的镇守生，他就被告知给帕帕德送水喝。
So the glass was a fancy glass, and it was called a goblet. So a goblet means, you know, there's a top where you put the water in, and then it has like a base. You know, it also looks like a thing. And this cup had been put upside down on a tray and with a glass of water.
Sorry, it's a goblet. Oh.
A goblet. A goblet is like it's a glass, and it has like a fancy base. It's it's a metal glass, but it looks like a wine glass, you know. So it's big up the top, and then it goes down and has a wide base, and the base also looks like you can put. So the glass has been put upside down. So the brahmachari thought the bottom was where you put the water, because it's like a glass. I have to describe a goblet. Spelled G-O-B-L-E-T, goblet.
G-O-B-L-E-T.
If you see a picture of it, then you will understand.
Okay, okay. Goblet. 就是有这个杯子呢，是叫Goblet.
Goblet, yeah. So it means basically.
这个杯子就是高脚杯，金属或玻璃的酒杯，就是下有一个是底下是杯子，高脚杯大家都知道 ，OK.
So it looks like you can pour the water from, you know, one end is like a big cup.And at the other end, it looks like a small cup, right?
Okay.
So the goblet had been put upside down, you know, on the tray. So what happened is the brahmachari brought the water in front, you know, and he put the cup upside down on Srila Prabhupada's table, and he started to pour the water into what was actually the base.
Okay. 这个高脚杯呢，它因为这个上下呢都。就是都是像个杯子的形状，这个脚也是像一个小杯子形状。那这个高脚杯呢就被倒置着，端到吃的帕帕德的跟前。这个 brahmachari 就开始往这个高脚杯的上部，就是他的脚部，然后开始倒水。
But you know the devotee didn't understand that he had the glass upside down, so as he was pouring the water, it was splashing on Srila Prabhupada's table.
这个 brahmachari 呢，开始给这个杯子里倒水，可他们根本没有意识到这个杯子是倒着放的。他倒着倒着呢，是这个水就开始溅出来，溅到Srila Prabhupada面前的桌子上了。
So you can imagine, you know, it was a very formal conference, and the new devotee, and he was very, you know, very nervous. So then Srila Prabhupada was, you know, looking at him pouring the water.And Srila Prabhupada said, "What is this?"
然后你可以想象一下当时的场景，就是一个非常正式的一个会议。 然后Srila Prabhupada 呢端坐在那里，正在给这些重要人物在发表讲话。然后一个非常紧张兮兮的一个 Brahmacharya 来到Srila Prabhupada跟前，就开始往这个高脚杯的脚上倒水，把水弄得溅得到处都是。然后Srila Prabhupada就说道：“你这是干这是什么？怎么回事？”
Then the Brahmachari said, "It is water, Srila Prabhupada."
那这个 Brahmachari 就说这是水 ，Srila Prabhupada。
By this time, several people in the audience, they got up to try to help because they could understand that he had the cup upside down.
这个在座的呢几位绅士就起身。开始帮着这个 Brahmacharya， 因为他们明白呢，这个高脚杯放倒了。
Nobody was laughing.
没有一个人笑。
It seemed like a very embarrassing thing that such a strange thing was happening in front of Srila Prabhupada.
这种事情呢，竟然在 Srila Prabhupada 面前发生，是非常令人尴尬的。
Finally, the Brahmachari sat down, and Srila Prabhupada again started his lecture.
最后呢，这 Brahmachari 坐了下来，啪啪的又继续他的讲话。
And Srila Prabhupada started the lecture, and he said, "Misused intelligence."
像 Srila Prabhupada 发表讲话，第一句话就是误用的智慧。
And the audience started laughing.
这时候，听众们就笑起来了。
And appreciating Srila Prabhupada's intelligence and his ability to make a difficult, an awkward situation into something that he could demonstrate his point.
他们就为 Srila Prabhupada 能够用这个为 Srila Prabhupada 的智慧感到赞赏，而且 Srila Prabhupada 竟然能在这样一个非常令人困窘的情况下呢。利用这样一个情况还能来展示他自己的要点，听众们都感到很惊讶。
And he was able to relieve the tension and embarrassment of the moment.
狮子爸爸就用这一句话呢，就把当时屋里的这种紧张的气氛和令人尴尬不快的气氛一扫而光。
Yeah. One time while Srila Prabhupada was in Mayapur,A disciple of his came with the idea of performing some extreme austerities in the Holy Dham.
那有一天在马尔普，释迦帕帕的在房间里进来了一个新奉献者。这个新奉献者提出一个非常极端的在圣地做苦行的计划。
So instead of staying with the devotees, he lived in a small hut in the jungle.
那个新奉献者他没有跟奉献者其他奉献者一起居住，而是独自一人住在丛林当中的一个小茅屋里。
So, you know, he was chanting 120 rounds a day. He was only sleeping 2 hours a day, and he was taking just a very little bit of prasadam.
他一天念120圈，每天睡两个小时，吃一点点 prasadam。
So Srila Prabhupada knew of this boy's presence, but he didn't acknowledge him publicly.
Srila Prabhupada 知道这个年轻人的存在，但他并没有公开的揭示他的这个苦行。
So in the morning, as Srila Prabhupada was walking, one of the devotees said, "Now he wants to increase his austerities."
然后有一天在清晨。清晨 morning walk 在清晨的时候呢，这个有一个奉献者就跟Srila Prabhupada汇报说，现在这个年轻人呢，他还想增加自己的苦行。
And the devotees had, you know, had been impressed because they knew, you know, how difficult it was to chant so many rounds and to sleep so little and to eat so little.
奉献者们都知道呢。这种苦行意味着什么？念诵那么多圈，睡那么久的时间，而且还吃那么少。
Yeah. So then, Srila Prabhupada, he said, the devotee said, "Srila Prabhupada, now he's increasing his rounds, and he's increasing his chanting, and he's not associating with the devotees because he doesn't want to be, you know, waste his time in useless talk."
奉献者说，施特帕巴的现在他想增加他的圈数，他想减少他的饮食，他不想跟奉献者联谊，因为他不想跟奉献者在那里毫无谈论没有用的话题。
And then they said, Srila Prabhupada, now he even wants to live in a tree.
Srila Prabhupada, 现在他想住在树上。
Then Srila Prabhupada revealed his mind.
然后 Prabhupada 这时候说出了自己的想法。
Is it all nonsense?
他说这都是其实无稽之谈。
And he waved his hand.
然后他挥挥手。
And he said, as soon as you say, I want, it's all sense gratification, all nonsense.
一旦你说我想要，那都是感官享乐，全是无稽之谈，荒谬的。
In Mayapur, during the festival,different disciples would take the service to guard Srila Prabhupada's door.
在马尔普就是奉献者轮流来给奉献者给帕帕德看门。
So their duty was really just to make sure that, you know, whoever wanted to visit Srila Prabhupada wouldn't interrupt him.
他们的职责就是不让人来随便打扰圣帕瓦德。
Yeah. So, and the guard would also sometimes go and get a fresh coconut or anything that Srila Prabhupada may want.
这个看门的呢也会去给帕瓦端来新鲜的椰子汁或者是Srila Prabhupada想要的饮料。
One devotee was guarding Srila Prabhupada's door, and Srila Prabhupada called him and asked him for some fresh coconut.
有一天有一个年轻人负责给 Srila Prabhupada 看门 Srila Prabhupada 让向他要新鲜的椰子汁。
So just as he was walking out, Srila Prabhupada's sister suddenly came into the room.
这个年轻人离开的当间呢 Srila Prabhupada 的妹妹突然进来了。
So she was known as Pishima, which means auntie.
人们管她叫 Pishima 的意思就是婶婶。
And she could basically come into Srila Prabhupada's room anytime she wanted because, you know, even if you wanted to stop her, you couldn't.
Pishima 她可以随意的任何时间想来找 Prabhupada 多少次都可以因为呢很难阻止她。
So, because sometimes she would just walk into his room to talk to him, or she would want to come and cook for him, or something.
有时候她进来呢，就是想跟石头爸爸说几句话，或者是呢，给他做一些吃的。
So, as she sat down, and the devotee got up to go and get the juice of the coconut, Srila Prabhupada spoke to him and said, sit down.
当这个施特帕巴德的妹妹进来的时候这个年轻人起身准备出去买椰子汁然后施特帕巴就命令他坐下。
So, Srila Prabhupada was speaking with his sister in Bengali language for about 20 minutes while his servant, you know, was just sitting silently chanting on his beads.
施特帕巴德呢跟他的妹妹用孟加拉语谈了20分钟。他的这个年轻的门徒就坐在一边默念着在他的念珠上在那默念着。
So the talk between Srila Prabhupada and his sister was quite enthusiastic, and towards the end, Srila Prabhupada sort of started to chastise her.
Srila Prabhupada 和他妹妹的谈话就变得越来越激烈，到最后他开始批评他的妹妹。
Finally, you know, her initiated name was Bhavatarini. So finally, Bhavatarini offered her respects to her, you know, her brother, and left the room.
最后，她妹妹名叫巴巴塔瑞尼，就向施特帕巴的顶拜，然后起身就离开了。
So Srila Prabhupada stood up, and his servant also stood up to, you know, to go and get the coconut juice.
施特帕巴这时候站起来，而他的仆人也站起来，准备出去买椰子汁。
And As if to explain his action of asking his servant to stay, Srila Prabhupada quoted a verse.
就好像他施特帕巴德在回应他的仆人脑子里的一个疑问，为什么让他留下来，没有让他去买椰汁的时候，施特帕巴引述了一句话。
So I'll read the Sanskrit. Matra swasra duhitrava navivikcha navivikta shano bhavet balavan indriya gramo vidvamsam apikarshati. And this verse, Srila Prabhupada said, means never stay alone with a woman for a man.
在这个这句经典的引述当中呢，施特帕巴德这个意思就是说，一个男子永远不要和一个妇女单独的待在。同处一室，待在一起。
Yeah, so obviously Srila Prabhupada could speak with his sister any time, but just to instruct his disciples and set an example, Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse.
显而易见的，Srila Prabhupada是任何时间都可以跟他的妹妹在一起谈话的，但是只是为了给门徒树立一个好榜样，Srila Prabhupada就让他的门徒留下来。
Now here's another story which is slightly different. So, preaching Krishna consciousness in India often meant that Srila Prabhupada would often go with his disciples to honor prasadam in people's homes.
另外一个故事就是在印度传教，就意味着Srila Prabhupada很多时候呢要和他的门徒们一起去按传教的家庭，在那里跟当地的家人一起吃饭。
So eating became a form of service to Krishna.
这时候呢吃饭就变成了对 Krishna 的正式的服务。
So when Giriraj Das first arrived in India, he wasYou know, he had strict training as a brahmachari, and his personal habit was not to accept any sweets.
Giriraj, 他是一个年轻的遵守生，他的对自己的苦行的要求是他不吃任何甜品。
So on one occasion, however, Srila Prabhupada saw that, you know, his disciples' austerity was causing some discomfort to the host.
Srila Prabhupada就注意到他的年轻的Brahmachari 遵守僧门徒呢，他的这苦行给当地的主人造成了一些不舒适的感觉。
So the father of the man who was, you know, hosting the devotees, the grandfather, he had invited Srila Prabhupada to eat, and he had askedShrila Prabhupada come to my house and eat. And he tried to give Giriraj a rasgulla, you know, an Indian sweet.
就是这个这个家庭的这个祖父就邀请Srila Prabhupada去他的家里来荣耀。他就给 Giriraj 一个 rasgulla, 一个甜品。
But Giriraj kept refusing.And he was sitting near Srila Prabhupada. He didn't want Srila Prabhupada to think he was a sense enjoyer.
他和Srila Prabhupada坐在一起，他可不想让Srila Prabhupada认为他是个感官享乐的人。
So, you know, so that's why he kept on refusing the grandfather's offer for the sweet. He wanted to show that he was a very austere brahmachari.
所以呢，他就一直不停地拒绝Srila Prabhupada的，他一直在不停拒绝这个祖父给他的甜品，因为他不希望Srila Prabhupada把他看成是喜欢感官享乐的人。
So finally, the man came again, and he tried to ask Giriraj, "Please take a sweet."
然后最后这个男子呢，他不断的就来进来，然后恳求这个 Giriraj, "快吃吧，快吃甜品吧。
And Srila Prabhupada looked at Giriraj with a loving, you know, lovingly, and he said, "You can take a sweet to make an old man happy."
然后最后Srila Prabhupada就看着他，就是深情款款的看着他这个门徒，然后对他轻声的说了一句。你就吃吧，就让这个老人开心开心吧。
And then Giri Raj accepted the sweet.
最后 Giri Raj 就接受了这个甜品。
In other words, when we're preaching, we also should please our hosts and be kind.
换言之呢，当我们去传教的时候，我们应该尽量的让我们的这个让我们的做东让我们的主人高兴。
So Srila Prabhupada also started telling some local stories.
Srila Prabhupada 就开始讲一些当地的故事。
So there was you know what a court jester is? It's in the old days, the king would keep like a clown, and the clown was the only one that could make fun of the king.
就在古代的时候呢，国王会豢养一些小丑，那些小丑就是为了取悦国王的。
Because not you know, because the king, you know, everybody had to treat the king very respectfully, but even the king sometimes needs to have a joke.
因为所有人对待国王都是毕恭毕敬的，但是国王有时候也需要开开玩笑。
So, the king would be able to joke with this person, because if anybody else would joke with the king, then the prestige would be diminished. But one person could joke with the king, so that was called, and this person was called Gopal.
因为国王他。可以跟这一个小丑开玩笑，而任何其他的人都不允许，跟国王随便的说话，这样呢会降低国王的尊严。而这个小丑的名字叫 Gopal。
So the king's name was king. It was Krishna Chandra. So Krishna Chandra was always, you know, in a joking mood with Gopal, and they would test each other. You know, they would say one thing, and then the other one would say something. They would test each other's, you know, intelligence like this.make fun of each other.
国王和小丑他们彼此之间就是你来我去的在那里字字机珠的开始一对一应就为了来显示谁更有智慧。
So one time Gopal walked into the king's, you know, in front of the king, and the king said, Gopal, you are an idiot.
有一次这Gopal, 这小丑走进了国王房间国王就大声地说 Gopal, 你这个傻瓜白痴。
And Gopal said, my dear lord, he said, I am not an idiot.
Gopal 说我亲爱主白痴的人不是我。
He said, there's a difference between me and an idiot.
在我和白痴之间是有差别的。
Then Gopal measured the distance between himself and the king, and he said,Oh, 2 meters.
这个白这个 Gopal 就开始把他前面那句话就是这样，应该是这样翻译。Gopal 说国王，我的主人，在我和白痴之间有一段距离。然后呢，说完这番话之后呢，他就开始衡量他和国王之间有多少步。最后他告诉国王啊，这就是我和白痴之间的距离。
So Srila Prabhupada was laughing as he told the story.
Srila Prabhupada 讲了这个，一边讲完这个故事就笑了起来。
And the devotees were also, they were very amazed that Srila Prabhupada was telling them these stories and he was laughing about these funny stories.
奉献者看到 Srila Prabhupada 给他们讲完这番滑稽的故事笑了起来，都感到很吃惊。
So then Srila Prabhupada told another story.
然后 Srila Prabhupada 就开始讲起另外一个故事了。
So Gopal was building a new house.
Gopal 他正在盖一个房子。
So before you get a new house, you have to have a sacrifice called a Griha Pravesha.
在盖新房子之前呢，要做一个火祭，名字叫。就这个火祭的名字就这个名字。
So Griha Pravesha means, you know, that it's pure, the house is offered first to God. That's what this Jagya means.
这个 Griha Pravesha 这个名字意思就是说这个房子是干净的，它可以供奉给神。
So no one is allowed to, you know, pass stool or do anything that is considered contaminated in the house until the brahmanas come in and they do the jagya and, you know, the whole house is purified. So only at that time, you know, can you do anything in the house.
在婆罗门正式的做火祭之前呢，在这个房间绝对不允许任何人在这里拉屎撒尿大小便，直到这婆罗门进来做完火祭之后，在这个房间才可以从事这些日常活动。
But the king wanted to defeat Gopal, so he gave a large reward of gold coins to anyone who could outsmart Gopal and could pass stool in his house.Before the jagya.
这个国王就是为了来在智慧上来胜狗跑一筹，他就悬赏一大笔奖金给任何人能够在婆罗门在狗跑的房子里做火祭之前能够在那里大便的人，给他一很多的财富。
You know, so somebody could contaminate his house before. So the king wanted to try to, you know, do this to Gopal.
就是为了让他的房子变得不洁净。
So one day Gopal was inspecting his house, you know, seeing everything is, you know, the construction is good. When suddenly a man came and he said, I have to urgently go to the toilet.
有一天呢 ,Gopal 呢正在巡视他的新房子，看看一切都是否井井有条，突然有一个人闯进来，跟他很着急的说，我有急事，我需要赶紧上厕所。
And he said to the man, the man said to him, Gopal, I have to immediately pass stool, please show me, I can't stop, please show me your bathroom.
这个人就是非常着急的跟他说， Gopal, 我现在马上要大便，我忍不住了，请告诉我那个这个厕所在哪里。
All right, said Gopal, come on.
好，你跟我来。
So then he took the man to the bathroom and he allowed him to, you know, squat down inside.
Gopal 就把他带到了浴室，然后让他在里头插上门。
And when the man tried to close the door for some privacy, Gopal kept the door open.
当这个男子就是想关上门，让自己给自己留些私人空间的时候， Gopal 就不让他关门。
And he said, Gopal, why are you standing there not allowing me to close the door?
那男子就跟他说， Gopal, 你为什么站在那儿不让我关门？
Why are you holding that big stick in your hand?
你为什么手里还拿着个大棍子？
Gopal said, well, you can pass stool in my bathroom, but if you pass one drop of urine, I'm going to smash your head.
这个 Gopal 说，哦，你可以在我的浴室，你可以在我的卫生间里大便，但是假设有一滴小便流出来，我就把你的脑袋砸碎。
Then the man laughed and he said, "You are very clever." And then he ran off defeated.
然后这个男子就笑起来说，你太聪明了。然后他就跑出去了，就表示自己失败了。
So as Srila Prabhupada told the story, he also started laughing, but the devotees were a little bit confused.
Srila Prabhupada 讲这个故事之后呢，就又笑了起来，但是奉献者们就有点困惑的神情。
And Srila Prabhupada explained, he said that Vedic humor was sometimes a little bit subtle.
然后 Srila Prabhupada 解释说，伟达的幽默方式是很微妙的。
He said that the humor was connected to the culture, and if one didn't know the culture, he may not understand the humor.
这些幽默呢是和文化紧密相连的。如果不了解文化，对这个幽默呢，可能就理解不出它的幽默所在。
And he said that in Vedic culture, religion, humor, art, music, everything was connected.
在伟达的文化当中，幽默、艺术、文化，还有宗教，一切都是密不可分的，是一体。
Okay, I'll tell one more story and then we'll finish.
好，再讲一个故事，我们就结束。
One day, the king's wife gave birth to a male child, and the king was very happy.
有一天，皇后就给国王生了一个男孩子，男婴，国王满心欢喜。
At that moment, Gopal came, and the king said, Gopal, on this very happy occasion, please tell me, what do you have to say? Tell me exactly how you feel at this moment.
国王就很高兴的兴奋的跟 Gopal 说 Gopal 在这个大喜的日子你告诉我你有什么想法你有什么 你有什么要说的快告诉我
Obviously the king was very happy he just had a male child
因为国王得到了一个 男孩子他很高兴
So Gopal said actually at this moment I feel very happy because I just passed through
Gopal 说国王我现在非常高兴因为我刚刚大便了
Gopal how could you say such a thing said the king
Gopal 你怎么说这种话
on this auspicious occasion is that all you have to say
在这个大喜的吉祥的日子普天同庆的日子这就是你要说的吗
I'm completely disgusted it's not funny I don't appreciate your humor at all
你这个话真让我感到恶心我对你这个幽默一点也不开心
After this, the relationship between the king and Gopal became a little bit tense for some time
在这个事件之后呢 Gopal 和国王的关系就变得紧张了一段时间
So one day Gopal was with the king going down a river You know, they were in a boat and when the king suddenly had an urgent call of nature he had to go to the toilet
那有一天呢 ，Gopal 和国王坐在一个船上，正在河里顺流而下。这时候呢，国王突然感到内急，想要去大便。
And Gopal said, "No, no. On this side, there's very heavy jungle. It's not suitable."
Gopal 说，国王这边是密林，不太合适。
Let's go a little further, and we'll find a better place.
我们再往前走，看看有没有合适的地方。
The king said, "Go over to that side."
那国王说去到，赶紧到那边去。
Gopal said, "No, no, not there. There's danger. Some thieves and your life may be danger. There's a place just further down."
Gopal 说不，那边有盗贼，你的生命会有危险。我们再往前一段。
The king said, "Gopal, I cannot wait any longer. Immediately, go to the shore." So Gopal went to the shore of the river. The king jumped out. He could hardly, you know, he could hardly stop himself.
这时候呢，这船就划到了岸边。国王一下子跳到了岸上，他已经等不及了。
He was so desperate to answer the call of nature.
他已经迫不及待的想要解决他的内急。
When the king returned, Gopal said to him, "How are you feeling?"
当国王最后解决了问题回来之后 ，Gopal 问他，你有什么感觉
？The king replied, "I'm feeling very happy after passing stool."
国王的回答是，我大便完了，我感到非常的高兴。
Then Gopal said, "Don't you remember?"
Gopal 就问。国王，你还记得吗
？This was exactly the situation I was in after your child was born.
当你的儿子降生的时候呢，我就是处在同样的情况。
When you asked me at that moment how I was feeling, I was in the same situation as you are now.
当你当时问我有什么感觉的时候，我跟你现在处在同一个处境当中。
I told you how I was feeling, but you thought I was insulting your son, and you never appreciated it.
我告诉你我的感受，可你却认为我在侮辱你的儿子。你也不欣赏我的这个话。
Now do you understand?
现在你明白了吧
？Yes. Okay, so these were some stories from Gopal. And Srila Prabhupada would tell many of these stories.
好，这个就是有关于 Gopal 的故事。帕帕讲了很多这种故事。
Just so the devotees could understand that the life of a devotee is not all serious, it's also fun in the life of a devotee.
就是表明了在奉献者的生活当中也不总是那么刻板的，总是那么严肃的，有的时候是很有意思的。
So, we'll finish there for today. Thank you very much.
今天我们就讲到这里，非常感谢大家的聆听。
Any comments or any questions from anybody?
有没有任何的问题或者评论呢 ？Sumiki Rada。
Hare Krishna， 那大家听到那个问题了吗？
看到了，Sumiki的问题，还的问题。刚才听说要照顾家里的所有生物，包括一只蚂蚁。请问一下，家里有蟑螂，我们要给它食物吗？不能把蟑螂赶出家门。蟑螂可是繁殖很快的，不管它的话会越来越多，不影响家里的洁净吗？The question is that just now you mentioned that we have to take care of all the living entity in the family, including ants. And my question is that should we take care of the cockroach in the family? We should feed them.
Cockroach comes because you're keeping the garbage in the house overnight.
这个回答是家里之所以有蟑螂，是因为你们是因为在这个房子里有过夜的食物。
My mother taught me never keep the garbage in the house at night.
有过夜的垃圾，我的母亲告诉我永远不要在房间里让垃圾过夜。
The cockroach is like a guest you don't want. So how do you get rid of a guest? You don't feed him.
这个蟑螂就好像家里的客人。您怎么让客人离开呢？方法就是不给客人吃饭。
Don't feed the cockroach.
不要给这个给蟑螂食物吃。
you can make an exception for this creature.
所以刚才讲的那个要照顾家里所有的生物，这个蟑螂除外。Oh, the next question. 顶拜帕布。感恩你们的精彩讲课，请问如果奉献者到庙宇里服务，在内急的情况下，是否可以在庙宇的厕所内大小便呢？如厕后如果不沐浴的话，是否还可以在做有关服务神像和厨房的服务呢？Okay, a business to you. Thank you for your wonderful lecture. The question is, if the devotee serve in the temple, go to the temple to do service, if the devotee has to answer the the call of the nature. Can the devotee answer the call in the bathroom of the temple? The next question is that after this, if the devotee doesn't take a bath, can the devotee again do the service for the deity and in the kitchen? That's the question.
You can take it, just like in Hong Kong, you need to go to the bathroom. You can use the bathroom, no problem. But if you're doing service in the kitchen, then you have to take a shower.
就拿香港庙来做比喻
吧。And change clothes.
Okay.
Just like for the men, if they go to the bathroom, they will put on gumsha.And they will take their clothes off so that they don't contaminate the clothes in the bathroom.
对这个问题的回答就是，可以在庙宇里大小便，就比如说香港庙就是允许的。但是，对于男子来说，在这个内急之后呢，他去沐浴，他要先换上钢叉，然后去。沐浴之后才可以再进厨房和做服务。Smoky， 没有了吧？
请稍等一下，还有一位爬步 ，Harry Mansam Das 爬步，他问了一个问题。爬步，您再讲一下这个，您这问题不太清楚。在神像房或奉献者面前怎么面对？面对什么？是上厕所这事儿吗？
Sorry, did you have another question?
Harvanson 跑步，您的这个问题还要提交吗？如果不提交的话，我们就结束了。好的，好的，我给你提交上去啊。
好，哈尔邦斯问题，在神像房或奉献者面前怎么面对呢？文雅点叫排位器，素啊放屁。OK，the question is that how can we deal with if the person want to pass the air in front of the in the deity room or in front of the devotee? What should he deal with this situation?
You know, generally, if you eat in a regulated way and your life is regulated, these issues never come up.
那通常来说呢，如果我们的饮食是很有规律的，就永远不会出现这种情况。
So, generally, these things will only happen if your life is not regulated.
通常这种事情的发生是因为我们自己的生活不是有规律的生活。
So, if these things happen, we should probably look at the bigger picture and think, how can I regulate my life more so that I'm not in these situations?
如果有这种问题出现的话，我们应该看一下，我们应该放眼我们的整个生活，应该怎么着重去更好的规范我们自己的生活。
Of course, you know,The body is like a machine, so sometimes the machine also doesn't work properly.
躯体就像一台机器，有的时候是机器确实是运转不太正常。
So, what can you do in these situations? You know, it's, you just have to be practical.
所以遇到这种情况，那又能够怎么办呢？我们只好实际一点吧。
Some devotees, even they're regulated, you know, their bodies give them trouble. So you just have to work out how to make some adjustments.
有的奉献者即便是生活很有规律，也会出现一些意外。所以呢，我们只好自己做一些调整。
These are small details. I can only talk about the main principles of these activities, you know, that we should keep clean, we should, you know, deity worship, we should be clean and pure. But the actual details of it, you have to consult at the specific moment and speak to the board if there's something that comes up and find out.
Speak to devotees.
Speak to the head pujari if something comes up and see what you can do.
You mean after the situation appeared or before.
Yeah.
Okay. 我只能给我只能给出一些原则，大的原则，但是呢，具体问题呢，只能根据具体情况操作。在这种情况出现之后呢，你只能跟这个首席普扎瑞来呈现这种情况，看看该怎么办。
Okay, anything else?
还有别的吗？苏木迪拉达，
没有了，没有了，没有问题了。
Okay, finish.
Okay, thank you very much for your translation. Thank you for hosting. Hope you have a wonderful day. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
感谢苏木迪拉达的主持，感谢翻译，感谢 Prabhupada 的精彩讲课。那Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai。把昆特之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的 Vaishnava， 今天的早课部分就到这里结束了，感谢大家的聆听，祝大家有一个美好的一天 ，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。